fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia from home. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, wow, you really leaned into it.
It's me, Vincent Price. How's everyone going?
Good. I'm sorry you're feeling a bit crook, but I'm glad that we're here to talk about words in a world I'm not overly familiar with. Where are we talking today, Amelia?
We're talking about sports, which, I mean, anyone who knows me knows that I'm a goth at heart. It's a strictly anti-sports.
No sports around here. I do actually do social netball, but it's very much a like you don't really need to know the rules, and it's all about participation more than anything else in our particular team.
Well, I thought I'd reach across the aisle to people like you, and you are a sports person now that you've done this social netball. So
yeah, I'm a sports legend.
I thought I'd reach out generously to you people and throw you a bone. And we'll talk about some sports.
Okay, let's talk about some sports. What's the sports?
So, I mean, I was slightly disappointed to learn that a lot of sports are basically just called stick. hockey...
Means
comes
stick?
From a French word, a hoquet, which is like a shepherd's crook.
Give us a French, Zoe.
Hoquet. I don't know if that's right.
I don't think you do to this. I don't think the T is actually pronounced probably.
Oh. Okay.
There's not an E after the T?
Let's look it up.
There's not an E after the T.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just enjoying everyone trying to speak French. Yeah, so it's basically just called stick. And similarly, lacrosse
means big stick.
It just means the... So a cross is like is also a kind of crook, but specifically like a bishop's mitre. So...
Wow.
So you know how like a bishop has like a symbolic crook, which is like a big curved thing because they're shepherding their people or whatever. Or whatever. Sorry, Grandma. and so basically because it... So it's an indigenous North American sport. And these Jesuits stumbled upon it, essentially, and were like, oh, look, it's the stick game.
One of the many.
One of the many. And likewise, golf.
Yep.
So we all know that golf is Scottish, and though some people will try and tell you that it means gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, never trust an acronymization.
Is it usually a lie?
It's usually a lie. Okay. So it's actually a Scots kind of version, golf of a Dutch word meaning stick.
Oh my god!
Or club.
So it's actually kolf the sticks, or kolf. The stick segment today.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I feel like with those ones, we're used to them having their own special name. But I think a lot of sports, we're just fine with calling them basketball.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, true.
You know, net football.
Yeah,
netball.
What about rugby?
I mean, rugby was invented at rugby school.
Oh.
So it's an... Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And so there's...
Show
that,
me what I know.
Well, I mean, badminton also is from a place called Badminton House, which is like a Gloucester estate of some duke or other.
I was hoping... I was unhopeful, but I was hoping that it would be like, oh, the Minton, that was very naughty, and that somehow became a sport, but no.
No, sorry. It originally means the estate of Baduhelm.
Ooh, okay.
So that, I mean, that one's nice, not just called...
Stick.
Stick. polo is just called ball. It's from a Balti word for ball. I love that we're just like, oh, we've already got a game called ball. We've got several games called ball and lots of games called stick. Should we just get variation? We'll just get some French variations on that, please.
Paul has very rudely suggested that we just change golf to stick and balls. which
I mean, do we need to add balls? It's already called stick. That's the main bit. That's the important bit.
What about you couldn't play it without the balls?
True, but like.
But also, mostly golf is just walking around carrying the stick anyway. So
I feel like the balls are like assumed, you know.
But not like, yeah.
I think for most people, you know, people will have these long arguments about what's a game versus what's a sport. For most people, it's essentially about there being a ball.
True.
I just made that up. That's totally bonkers. No one think about the Olympics. So I think I have one more, which is okay. Soccer.
Yeah. Where's that one come from?
I wish it was little socks. So people are always saying that people are always complaining about this being like an Americanism, and you know, British people will be like, oh, don't call it soccer, it's football. Oh, it's football.
British people and my Dunedin cousins, shout out.
Exactly. But really, so soccer is essentially to differentiate it from the other kind of football, rugby football. So there's association football and rugby football.
Okay.
And so association becomes a sock in soccer.
No! Oh, that's quite good, I have to say.
Yeah, that one's really fun. And so so soccer is essentially the equivalent of rugger.
Rugger.
which makes me think it could be a slightly... possibly a posh thing.
But isn't soccer supposed to be the one for the people?
Yes, no, I just mean the formation of the word, the sport itself. But, yeah.
Very interesting.
Fascinating.
I've enjoyed walking into the world of sports, or maybe we should just call it sticks and balls now.
Stick world.
Sticks and balls. Well, I guess, you know, what are the other sports? We got rowing.
Gymnastics.
Shooting. Swimming. Running things. I guess all the other ones are essentially Greek, so.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, my illness is making me just make things up on the show today. I need to stop.
I'm enjoying it. You have quite neatly given us a non-stick nor ball sport today as our song. A bit of Belle and Sebastian, The Loneliness of a Middle Distance Runner. Thank you, Amelia Discreet.
My pleasure.
Things that we have done this year. The dark lies down, the pouring rain. I'm underneath the smoker's railway arch again. The future's looking colourful. It's the colour of blood, chaos and corruption of a happy soul. A happy soul will rise. Destination, but it doesn't mean we will show home. There's a fork up on the line, pay the guard to switch his sign. Off we go. The future's looking wonderful, it's a wonder of a businessman's conspiracy to sell you as no one cares on you. Give yourself a headache, boy. So I spent the day in stories and in dreaming of the time we're on stage. Have you seen the loneliness of a middle distance runner when he stops a race and looks around? I'll let the stage, you've seen it now. I walk to the station.
This song. Who's surprised? We all love Belle and Sebastian on this segment. This is The Loneliness of a Middle Distance Runner.
Aww.
Thank you to Amelia Discreet for bringing us sports, or sticks, really, this morning. We've had a lot of texts about Stonehenge today because it was in the news that all the druids are hanging out at Stonehenge because it's the summer solstice over in the UK. And we've had a few texts from folks saying that there's a Stonehenge replica thingy in the Wairarapa. It's astronomically accurate, and a lot of people here have been quite surprised about that. Turns out Zoe's stepdad helped do the astronomy thing on it.
Yeah, helped build it, and he's an astronomer.
That is so good.
So he would have helped out with all that stuff.
Also, Amelia has promised we might talk about henges next week.
Oh,
so
keen.
Let's get ready for that one on next week's Word Salad.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.